Hello and welcome. This is Brother Mike at May-21, 2011.com, continuing in our series on Jeremiah chapter 51. Today we'll cover verses 20 through 23. As usual, I'll begin by reading the verses, going into the introduction, and then taking each verse one at a time. Starting with verse 20, we read, "Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. For with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms. And with thee will I break in pieces the horse and his rider, and with thee will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider. With thee also will I break in pieces man and woman, and with thee will I break in pieces old and young, and with thee will I break in pieces the young man and the maid. I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock, and with thee will I break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen. And with thee will I break in pieces captains and rulers." In this study, we continue with the theme of judgment against Babylon, that is, against this world, including all churches, ever since May 21, 2011, when Judgment Day began. We will learn that Christ is Yahweh's battle axe, weapons of war, since with Christ, Yahweh breaks in pieces or shatters Babylon, that is this world, including all churches, and this breaking or shattering of Babylon with Christ is expressed in the breaking in pieces or the destruction of 10 various aspects of Babylon. First, it is the breaking in pieces of the nations, one, then the destruction of kingdoms, two. Then with Christ, the breaking in pieces of the horse and his rider. 3. The chariot and his rider. 4. Man and woman. 5. Old and young. 6. The young man and the virgin. 7. The shepherd and his flock. 8. The husbandman and his yoke of oxen. 9. And finally, captains and rulers. 10. Each of these 10 things that are destroyed or broken in pieces ever since May 21, 2011 will reveal to us a different aspect of Babylon's destruction. All of it is meant to give us a sense of Babylon's complete destruction during Judgment Day that we are now in. Now may our great and wonderful King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, the Almighty God, who is Yahweh, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Magnificent and Glorious One, grant blessings to what we are about to hear. Amen. Let's look individually at verse 20 to begin with. Jeremiah 51, verse 20. Once again it reads, "Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war, for with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms." In this verse, we first read, "Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war." Because there is no word "and" in the Hebrew, it more literally reads, "You are my battle axe, weapons of war." But just who or what is it that is Yahweh's battle axe, weapons of war? In the historical account, it was King Cyrus, king of the Medes and Persians, who was sent in 539 BC to destroy Babylon and subdue nations, as we read, for example, in Isaiah 45, verse 1. "Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, who is a type of Christ," and we partially understand that Cyrus was a type of Christ in the language that's used, because he speaks of Cyrus as his anointed, because it's looking through Cyrus unto Christ. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, who's a type of Christ, whose right hand I have holden to subdue nations before him. But spiritually, King Cyrus was a type of Christ, as I said, who would come up against Babylon in the day of judgment that we are now in ever since May 21, 2011. So in this context, we see that it is Christ, his anointed, who is Yahweh's battle axe and his weapons of war. He is the one who has been sent against Babylon, that's this world including all churches, to bring judgment against them by using his elect to proclaim to them what Yahweh has done. Namely, he has taken away any possibility of their being eternally saved ever since May 21, 2011. This means that all the billions of people who were not saved by May 21, 2011, including all those who, in disobedience to the Lord, did not depart out from their church, and all the ever-growing millions upon millions of people who have been conceived and born after this date, are certain to perish without eternal life. Indeed, they will all be annihilated on the relatively soon to come last day of judgment day that we are now in, so that all memory of them will be lost forever. But let's now take a closer look at the context of our verse to see how the one who is Yahweh's battle axe and weapons of war is Christ himself. We read in the previous verse 19 from our last study, quote, the portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the former or fashioner of all things, and the rod of his inheritance, the Lord of hosts is his name. Then we immediately read in our verse 20, which states, thou art my battle axe and weapons of war, for with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms. So who is Yahweh's battle axe and weapons of war? Why, it is referring to the previous verse, which says, the Lord of hosts is his name, or more literally, Yahweh of hosts is his name. So in context, Yahweh's battle axe is Yahweh of hosts. Yet, we were told in verse 19 of our last study that Yahweh of hosts is the former or fashioner of all things. And we know that the former or fashioner of all things is Jesus Christ. For we read in Colossians 1 verse 16, for by him, that is by Christ, were all things created, that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And again we read in Ephesians 3:9, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. So, since Jesus Christ is the former or fashioner of all things according to Scripture, and we were told in verse 19 that Yahweh of hosts is the former or fashioner of all things according to Scripture, then Jesus Christ and Yahweh of hosts must be the same God. Indeed, Christ is Yahweh of hosts, and you can click on the link. God is revealed in a Trinity to get more information on that. And where we learn that Yahweh's battle axe is Yahweh of hosts, it means that Yahweh's battle axe is Jesus Christ. Therefore, when our verse reads, thou art my battle axe, weapons of war, it means that Christ is Yahweh's battle axe, weapons of war. Now, why is Yahweh of hosts, that is Christ, referred to as a battle axe, weapons of war? This is answered for us as we continue in our verse, as it reads, "For with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms." That is, Christ is Yahweh's battle axe and weapons of war. For with him will I, that is Yahweh, break in pieces, or we could say shatter, the nations. And with him will Yahweh destroy, or we could say ruin, kingdoms. And just how does Yahweh use Christ to break in pieces the nations and destroy kingdoms? You probably already know the answer. It is by Yahweh having removed Christ from the nations and kingdoms so that none can any longer be eternally saved ever since May 21, 2011. This ensures that all the nations and kingdoms will remain spiritually dead in Adam and that they will all perish on the relatively soon to come last day. So spiritually, all nations and kingdoms are all dead by Christ, and they will all soon physically perish by Christ as well on the soon-to-come last day of Judgment Day in which we now find ourselves. Therefore, Yahweh has already spiritually shattered the nations and ruined the kingdoms with Christ, and this will soon be seen when he literally and outwardly annihilates them all with Christ on the relatively soon-to-come last day of Judgment Day that we are now in. Finally, before leaving this verse, we should mention that it lists two of the 10 things to follow in the verses to come that Yahweh breaks in pieces or destroys with Christ during Judgment Day that we are now in. First, we were told in our verse that with thee, that is, with Christ, I, that is Yahweh, break in pieces the nations. Second, we are told in the same verse that with thee, that is Christ, I, Yahweh, destroy kingdoms. So in our verse, two things were mentioned that Yahweh accomplishes with Christ. But there are eight more such things to be mentioned in the verses to come, to equal 10. Which number emphasizes the completeness of whatever is in view, and you can click on the link, Bible number 10, to see this. And what is in view is the complete destruction of Babylon during the day of judgment in which we now find ourselves. Let's move on to verse 21 of Jeremiah 51. Verse 21 of Jeremiah 51, it reads, "And with thee will I break in pieces the horse and his rider, and with thee will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider." Here we continue with the list of 10 things that Yahweh does by Christ to reveal the complete destruction of Babylon in our days. We are now revealed the third and fourth thing that he does. Once again, our verse reads, "And with thee," that is, with Christ, "will I, Yahweh, break in pieces the horse and his rider, and with thee, Christ, will I, Yahweh, break in pieces the chariot and his rider." So the third and fourth thing that Yahweh does with Christ is third, break in pieces the horse and his rider, and fourth, break in pieces the chariot and his rider. Now, horses and chariots in the Bible are commonly known to be representative of strength, especially in battle. And in that the riders of these horses and chariots are men, means that these horses and chariots represent the strength of humankind. And because these horses and chariots, along with these riders, are broken in pieces or shattered by Christ in these days of judgment that we're now in, we are being told that the strength of humankind has been shattered ever since May 21, 2011. That is, with Christ, Yahweh has broken in pieces the horse and his rider, and the chariot and his rider. In other words, by Christ having removed himself so that no one can any longer be eternally saved, Yahweh has destroyed the strength of humankind. They are all now guaranteed to remain spiritually dead, and they are all guaranteed to now soon perish on the last day of judgment day that we are now in. Yes, with Christ, Yahweh has broken in pieces the horse and his rider, and with Christ, Yahweh has broken in pieces the chariot and his rider. The strength of humankind has been shattered with Christ, for Christ is no longer saving anyone, which leaves humans to perish in their sins through the fires of annihilation to be made manifest on the soon-to-come last day of judgment day that we are now in. Moving on to verse 22 of Jeremiah 51. Verse 22. It reads, "With thee also will I break in pieces man and woman, and with thee will I break in pieces old and young, and with thee will I break in pieces the young man and the maid." In this verse, we continue with the list of the 10 aspects of Babylon that Yahweh with Christ breaks in pieces during Judgment Day that we are now in. To emphasize Babylon's complete destruction, we are now on the fifth aspect of Babylon that Yahweh breaks in pieces with Christ. We read, "With thee," that is Christ, "also will I," Yahweh, "break in pieces man and woman." To break in pieces man and woman is to break in pieces the very fabric of humankind. In fact, to break in pieces man and woman is one and the same as destroying humankind, because without man and woman, there can be no humankind, as they are what humankind consists of. And just how does Yahweh with Christ break in pieces or shatter humankind, man and woman, in the day of judgment that we now find ourselves? He does it by removal of Christ from Babylon, so that no one in this world, including all churches, that is Babylon, can any longer become eternally saved in Christ ever since May 21, 2011. This breaks in pieces both man and woman, humankind, because now none can be eternally saved, but they are all guaranteed to now remain spiritually dead in Adam, and they are certain to perish for their sins on the relatively soon to come last day of judgment day that we are now in, when all those who are in the graves and unsaved, and all those who still remain and are unsaved, will be brought forth to eternal damnation, which is complete annihilation in the fires of destruction. Next, in our verse, we read of the sixth aspect of Babylon that Yahweh with Christ breaks in pieces during Judgment Day that we are now in. And he does this to emphasize Babylon's complete destruction. We read, "And with thee will I break in pieces old and young." The old ones, or elders in the Bible, represent the wise ones from whom to seek counsel, as for instance, we can deduce from Ezekiel 7, verse 26. "Mischief shall come upon mischief, and rumor shall be upon rumor. Then shall they seek a vision of the prophet, but the law shall perish from the priest, and counsel from the ancients." And the ancients is the same word translated as the old in our verse. Notice we are told that counsel from the old would perish at that time in Israel's history, which lets us know that the old represent the wise from whom we seek counsel. But on the other hand, the young are the strong, as we read in Proverbs 20, verse 29. "The glory of young men is their strength." So the old person represents wisdom, while the young represents strength. And we might add, energy and vitality. Therefore, when we read, "And with thee," that is, with Christ, "will I," Yahweh, "break in pieces old and young, we are being told that during Judgment Day, Yahweh, with Christ, breaks in pieces or shatters the wisdom of the old and the strength of the young. And how does he do this? By removing any possibility of eternal salvation in Christ from them. This ensures they will all remain spiritually dead in Adam. Hence, they are all already spiritually destroyed. And it also ensures that their wisdom and strength will soon perish with them on the last day of Judgment Day that we are now in, when they and their wisdom and strength will all be destroyed forever in the fires of annihilation. Finally, in our verse, we read of the seventh aspect of Babylon that Yahweh with Christ breaks in pieces during Judgment Day that we are now in. We read, "And with thee," that is with Christ, "will I, Yahweh, break in pieces the young man and the maid." The word translated as maid is the word virgin. So the verse more clearly reads, "And with thee," that is with Christ, "will I, Yahweh, break in pieces the young man and the virgin." Now what does the young man and virgin represent? We already learned that the young man represents strength and vitality. But what does the virgin represent? Remember the parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew 25? All of them identified with Christ, but only 5 of them were saved. So all those who identify with Christ can be considered virgins, whether eternally saved or not. Yet, in the context of our verse, it must be referring to the virgin who is identified with Christ, but who is not saved. Because it speaks of this virgin being broken pieces by Christ. This could not possibly refer to the saved virgin, so it must refer to the unsaved virgin, or those who are identified with Christ, but who are not saved. It would include all those who are still present in all the churches of our day. These are those whom, with Christ, Yahweh breaks in pieces in Judgment Day that we're now in. So when our verse says, "And with thee," that is with Christ, "will I, Yahweh, break in pieces the young man and the virgin," we are being told that the strength of Babylon and all those in Babylon who claim a relationship with Christ but who are not saved would be broken in pieces or shattered ever since Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011. And the reason for the strength of Babylon and all the unsaved believers in Babylon being destroyed in Judgment Day is due to eternal salvation in Christ having been removed from their midst, so that none of them can any longer be eternally saved. This has condemned them all to spiritual death forever, and it guarantees that they will all soon be destroyed on the last day in the eternal flames of annihilation. Okay, let's look at the last verse that we're going to cover in this study. We have quite a bit to say about this verse. It's verse 23. It reads, "I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock, and with thee will I break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen, and with thee will I break in pieces captains and rulers." Here we have revealed the 8th, 9th, and 10th aspects of Babylon that Yahweh with Christ breaks in pieces during Judgment Day, which began on May 21, 2011. The 8th aspect that Yahweh with Christ breaks in pieces is the shepherd and his flock. We read, "I, Yahweh, will also break in pieces with thee," that is with Christ, "the shepherd and his flock." Now the shepherd and his flock does not refer to the literal sheep herder or his flock of literal sheep, But the shepherd refers to the pastors, bishops, or elders who oversee a given church or flock of people. It is all these shepherds with their respective churches that are broken in pieces ever since May 21, 2011, because none of them can any longer be eternally saved. Whereas all the true believers have fled all the churches in obedience to their Lord's command. And you can click on Why Leave All Churches to see this. The ones who remain in any given church are those who are not being saved. Ever since Judgment Day began, there has been no possibility of anyone else ever being eternally saved. This means that the shepherd and his flock are spiritually dead in Adam, and they are all soon to perish for their sins in the fires of destruction to be revealed on the last day of Judgment Day that we now find ourselves. Next, continuing with our verse, the ninth aspect that Yahweh with Christ breaks in pieces in Judgment Day is the husbandman, or we could say farmer, and his yoke of oxen. We read, "And with thee, that is Christ, will I, Yahweh, break in pieces the husbandman, that is the farmer, and his yoke of oxen." Now the husbandman or farmer is the one who prepares the field, plants the seed, waters the seed, and finally harvests the crop for the landowner. We begin to learn just who the husbandman or farmer represents in a parable that Jesus spoke. It reads in Matthew 21, verses 31 through 46, "Hear another parable. There was a certain householder which planted a vineyard and hedged it round about and digged a winepress in it and built a tower and let it out to husbandmen and went into a far country. And when the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandmen that they might receive the fruits of it. And the husbandman took his servants and beat one, and killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other servants more than the first, and they did unto them likewise. But last of all, he sent unto them his son, saying, They will reverence my son. But when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and let us seize on his inheritance. And they caught him and cast him out of the vineyard and slew him. When the Lord therefore of the vineyard comes, what will he do unto these husbandmen? They say unto him, He will miserably destroy those wicked men, and will let out his vineyard unto other husbandmen, which shall render him the fruits in their seasons. So saith Jesus saith unto them, Did you never read in the Scriptures, The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner? This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore say I unto you, The kingdom of God shall be taken from you, and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. And whoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. And when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parables, they perceived that he spake of them. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude, because they took him for a prophet." Now in this parable, we learn that a certain householder, which we know is Yahweh himself, planted a vineyard and prepared it. He then hired certain husbandmen or farmers to work the vineyard until he would return from a long journey. These husbandmen, we know, were the leaders of the Jewish nation, for we read, "And when the chief priests and the Pharisees had heard his parables, they perceived that he spoke of them." Verse 44. Then, when it became time for fruit, The landowner of the vineyard, that is Yahweh, sent servants to the husbandmen to receive of the fruits. But the husbandmen abused his servants, and even killed some of them on multiple occasions. So the landowner, that is Yahweh, sent his very own son, Jesus Christ, but they killed him as well. Do you see that this is all a picture of when Yahweh sent prophets and holy men repeatedly to the nation of Israel throughout Old Testament times in hopes that the Jewish nation and its leaders would bear fruit to Yahweh? But they would not. So finally, Yahweh sent his very own son, Jesus Christ, to the Jewish leaders and their nation that they might bear fruit unto God through belief in his son. But instead, they killed Christ on a cross and would not bear fruit unto God through faith in the Father's only begotten Son. Therefore, the kingdom of God was taken from the Jewish nation and given to the nation of believers in Christ, who would come from every nation under the sun. But there is a deeper spiritual meaning to this parable as well. The nation of Israel and its leaders represent the New Testament church. They're a type of the New Testament church, an external representation of the spiritual Israel in its latter days. And just as the nation of Israel repeatedly rejected the prophets and holy men sent unto it to reap fruit unto God, so also did the New Testament church. Eventually, from May 21, 1988, to May 21, 2011, the spiritual Great Tribulation, the churches spiritually killed the Son of God who worked through the true believers by silencing him and them and ignoring them in the churches. The true believers were spiritually killed because Christ dwelt in them, and the churches did not want the truth in so many areas, but they wanted falsehood. So they spiritually killed the Father's only begotten Son, as well as the true believers, by silencing him through them. And they replaced the true Christ with the Antichrist, or counterfeit Christ, who led them astray unto false gospels and teachings. And you can click on the link to get more information on this. So, just like the Jewish nation eventually killed God's only Son, so also did the New Testament churches spiritually do the same. The result was that Yahweh rejected the nation of Israel as his people and brought judgment against them, just as he has now rejected all the New Testament churches ever since May 21, 1988, and brought judgment against them. None of them can any longer be eternally saved. The elect, on the other hand, have departed out from all the churches in obedience to their Lord's command, and they are now that nation of people to which belongs the kingdom of heaven. When Yahweh said in our parable to the Jewish leaders and their nation, "Therefore, I say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof," verse 43, he is also speaking to the New Testament churches and their leaders. The kingdom of God has now been taken away from them, and it was given to the elect, the nation of the elect, who departed out from all the churches in obedience to their Lord's command. And you can click on the link, "Why Leave All Churches," to get more information. Now let's get back to our verse. It reads, "And with thee," that is with Christ, "will I, Yahweh, break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen." Since we learned that the husbandman or the farmer is one of the many unsaved husbandmen or farmers who make up the external New Testament church, we are being taught that any given husbandman and his team, in the King James it says oxen, but it could be translated as his team. In the churches will Yahweh break in pieces. Any given husbandman and his team in the churches will Yahweh break in pieces, which he has now done ever since May 21, 2011, when judgment began. None of them can any longer be eternally saved, and this has broken in pieces or shattered them all. They are all now guaranteed to remain spiritually dead, and they will all soon be destroyed on the relatively soon to come last day of judgment day that we are now in. So, when we read that with thee, that is Christ, will I, Yahweh, break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen, it refers to the spiritual destruction of all the churches, which has already taken place, as well as it referring to their physical destruction, which is soon to come. The kingdom of heaven has been taken away from the external New Testament church. That is the churches and denominations throughout the world, and it has been given to the elect who departed out from all the churches long ago from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011. Finally, we move on to the tenth and last aspect of Babylon that Yahweh with Christ breaks in pieces ever since Judgment Day began. Namely, captains and rulers. We read, and with thee, that is Christ, will I, Yahweh, break in pieces captains and rulers. You might initially think that captains and rulers refer to earthly rulers, such as, say, congressmen, governors, and presidents, and so on. But these are but types of the principalities, powers, and rulers of the spiritual realm. We read in Ephesians 6:12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." So when we read that with thee, that is with Christ, will I, Yahweh, break in pieces captains and rulers, Yahweh is not speaking about the earthly rulers in Babylon, that is, in this world, including all the churches, but the spiritual rulers in Babylon, this world, including all the churches, such as invisible principalities, powers, and rulers of the darkness of this world, such as Satan and other demonic forces that rule under Satan and others that rule under them, and so on. These are the ones that Yahweh, with Christ, has broken in pieces or shattered ever since Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011. And how has Yahweh broken in pieces these principalities, powers, and rulers of the darkness of this world? He has deposed Satan and the demonic principalities, powers, and rulers under him from any longer ruling over this world, including all the churches. But nevertheless, for his own purposes, Yahweh has permitted them to continue for a season and a time, Daniel 7:12, for his own, like I said, his own purposes, until the relatively soon to come last day of Judgment Day that we are now in, when they will all be destroyed, literally forever. So Satan, along with his principalities, powers, and rulers of this dark world, have been deposed on May 21, 2011, but we do not yet see that they have been deposed, because they've been allowed to continue for a season and time and season, until when, on the last day, we see them all eternally destroyed in the fires of God's wrath. Well, in conclusion, we began with the statement that Christ is Yahweh's battle axe in the destruction of Babylon, that is this world, including all churches. And this axe, Christ, is used to break in pieces or destroy 10 aspects of Babylon to emphasize the complete destruction of Babylon. The first two aspects of Babylon that are destroyed or broken in pieces are the nations and kingdoms. These nations and kingdoms represent all those nations and kingdoms in this world. That is in Babylon. And they are broken in pieces or destroyed in the sense that they can no longer obtain eternal salvation through Jesus Christ. Therefore, they are all destined to perish. They are all destined to spiritual death and complete destruction on the relatively soon to come last day of judgment day that we are now in. Then, the third and fourth aspects of Babylon that are broken in pieces during judgment day that we are now in is the horse and his rider, as well as the chariot and his rider. Both these aspects of Babylon represent the strength of humankind, especially in battle. Therefore, to say that they would be broken in pieces or shattered during Judgment Day is to say that the strength of humankind would be destroyed or shattered in Judgment Day that we are now in. And why are they now destroyed in Judgment Day? Because they can no longer be eternally saved, which means they are to remain spiritually dead in Adam, and they are soon to all be destroyed on the soon-to-come last day of Judgment Day in which we now find ourselves. Then, the fifth aspect of Babylon that is broken in pieces during Judgment Day is man and woman. Man and woman represent all of mankind. So in that Yahweh with Christ breaks them in pieces means he destroys humankind. And the way he has destroyed them is by there no longer being any possibility for any of their eternal salvations, which is a sentence to spiritual death and eternal damnation through annihilation on the soon to come last day of judgment day that we are now in. Then, the sixth aspect of Babylon that is broken in pieces during Judgment Day is the old and the young. The old represent wisdom and the young represent strength. It is both wisdom and strength that are broken in pieces by the removal of eternal salvation from Babylon, that is, from this world, including all churches, during the day of judgment that we're now in. Then the seventh aspect of Babylon that is broken in pieces during Judgment Day is the young man and the virgin. The young man represents strength and vitality, while the virgin represents all those who are a part of the external church, but they are unsaved. These are all those who are now still a part of a church because they did not obey our Lord's command to depart out from all the churches. These are the ones who have been broken in pieces during Judgment Day that we're now in, as they no longer have a way to be eternally saved. But they are destined to remain spiritually dead, as well as to soon be destroyed for their sins on the last day of Judgment Day that we are now in. Then finally, there are three more aspects of Babylon that are broken in pieces during Judgment Day. First, the shepherd and his flock, which refers to all the leaders of the churches and their flocks, their people in their churches. Second, the husbandman or farmer and his yoke of oxen, which refers to all the ones in the churches and their teams. And finally, the captains and rulers, which refers to the principalities, powers, and rulers in the spiritual realm. All of these have been broken in pieces or shattered ever since May 21, 2011, in the sense that eternal salvation has been removed from them. The spiritual rulers, including Satan, were deposed, but they have been permitted to live for a season and time, Daniel 7:12, yet they will all soon be destroyed on the last day of judgment day that we are now in. So all in all, what we see in the 10 aspects of Babylon, which Yahweh with Christ breaks in pieces or shatters during Judgment Day, is the complete destruction of Babylon, the complete destruction of this world, including all churches. Therefore, there are 10 aspects of Babylon that are destroyed because the number 10 itself symbolizes completeness of whatever is in view. And what is in view is the complete destruction of Babylon. by the removal of eternal salvation in Christ from them ever since May 21, 2011. This has chained them all in spiritual darkness and has guaranteed their soon to come destruction for all eternity. Now, until the next time, may Yahweh, through our Lord Jesus Christ, bless thee and keep thee. Yahweh make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.